This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. New federal data show that the economy has declined in most states. In Colorado, it declined significantly more. That's mostly because of a drop in energy production, but construction also fell. Andrew Friedson, a CU Denver economist, says that's due to the Federal Reserve trying to cool the economy.
They're looking for this soft landing where the economy slows down but doesn't screech to a halt. This report certainly fits with that approach and gives some hope that they might be able to achieve this.
Construction is down in every state. The industry is hit hard by rising interest rates. Residential building permits in Colorado are down more than 7% this year. Indigenous young people may have been forced to assimilate at more white-run schools in Colorado than previously known. CPR's Rachel Estabrook reports.
Previous research identified 5 boarding schools concentrated on the Western Slope. But new information out of the National Archives shows young people may have been forced into twice as many institutions around Colorado. State archaeologist Holly Norton's team is investigating what happened at these schools around the turn of the 20th century.
There is a caveat in that some of these schools might actually be the same school operating with different names or having name changes over different periods of time. As our research continues, we'll be able to more definitively give you information on those 10 schools.
They'll also try to determine to what extent the newly identified schools forced Indigenous students to give up their cultures. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Come find these stories and more at CPR.org. Today in Colorado, highs are in the mid-40s to lower 30s. And heads up, later this week, on Thursday, highs along the Front Range will be in the negative numbers.